Many people are religious. Most people, I think, are religious and want to believe in God, but don't know Him. We've all been in conversations where someone says something like, "I believe in God." This is a very common sentiment, it's a very common statement, even among Christians, when speaking to one another. It appears that many people today are religious, but don't believe in Jesus Christ. And one problem is that we Christians get sloppy in our language. The statement, "I believe in God," doesn't really say very much. It doesn't really clarify our faith, your faith, as believers. Let's not forget who else can say, "I believe in God." Many of them are not Christian. Muslims say openly, "I believe in God." Jews say openly, "I believe in God." Mormons say, "I believe in God." And none of them believe in Jesus. Pagans, even secular people, will say that they believe in God. "I just don't believe in organized religion, but I believe in God." Even the devil believes in God. The devil is not an atheist. The devil is a liar, but he's not an atheist. He believes in God. Many people believe in God, but do not know Jesus Christ. Many people do not know that Jesus Christ is God. He may be a great person, they say. He's a great prophet, a great, good example, a good role model. But you won't hear them say he's God. In the earliest days and generations of the church, the disciples and the apostles had to take their witness of Jesus Christ into a very religious world where people believed in God, but did not know and did not accept Jesus Christ. Very much like today. Very much like the world we live in here. Many of the fathers of the church were martyred, not for professing belief in God, that didn't get them killed, but specifically for their belief in Jesus Christ as God. The Nicene Creed that we'll say in a few minutes, and the Apostles' Creed we say with the Rosary, represent early efforts to clearly identify Jesus as God and place Him in the Holy Trinity. We all bear a responsibility to evangelize the world ever since our baptism and confirmation, even in our everyday speech. We fail Jesus and the church and those who passed our faith on to us from before. We fail them when we fail to witness correctly. We either reveal or conceal the truth by our very common speech. Allow me to give you a challenge. Take this as a personal challenge. The very next time you find yourself in a conversation about religion, about your own faith, about God, as you hear yourself saying the words, "I believe in God," stop and say, "I believe in Jesus Christ." If you find that difficult or it makes you uneasy, then you know you've got some work to do. You've got a little homework to do, a little interior spiritual challenge to take care of perhaps a problem with your faith in Jesus Christ. This self-diagnosis is critical to your salvation and mine. By whom will we be saved if not by Jesus Christ? Only in his name will we be saved. That's what Scripture says. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is God. We are Trinitarians. We're not Unitarians. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a mystery. That's our belief. Jesus Christ is our Lord, our God, our Savior. Jesus tells us in today's gospel, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me you can do nothing. Further, if you receive the Holy Eucharist but resent the church and do not come regularly to the church, you both claim and reject the body of Christ at the same time. You disintegrate. You disintegrate. So claim him. Claim Jesus as your God. Get in the habit. Say it once. Say it again. Say it every day. Get used to saying, I believe in Jesus Christ. The more you say it, watch what's going on inside you spiritually. You might be uncomfortable at first. That may be because you don't know him. So keep saying it. I believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. And gradually it becomes easier when you come to know him. St. John the Evangelist said it in the opening words of his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John was trying to clarify Jesus' identity in a world that believed in God, but did not believe in Jesus. He continued toward his point. He said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. In another place in John's Gospel, Philip is struggling with Jesus and the Father. Concept very important. And thank God Philip was struggling with this, because John remembered, and he gives it to us in Scripture for us, where Jesus tells them, the 12, if you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. God bless Philip. He says, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Jesus Christ is God. It's not enough for you to say, I believe in God. That's simply not enough. That puts you in the company of many, many, many non-Christians and secular people. Perhaps you do not wish to offend anyone with your faith. However, none of the saints would agree with you. They proclaimed their faith in Jesus with their own lives. We have to evangelize the world so that the next generation will believe in Jesus Christ. That's our job. In the first reading, the people who threatened to kill St. Paul in Jerusalem all believed in God. But they refused to believe in Jesus Christ. That's why they wanted to kill him. In the second reading, St. John the Evangelist makes clear in his letter God's will when he says, "And God's commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he commanded us." Don't ever be afraid to claim Jesus as your Lord. You'll be in pretty good company.